I'm Chris Voss. Welcome back to WCRB In Concert and part two of Handel's Oratorio Messiah with the Handel and Haydn Society, conducted by Masaaki Suzuki at Symphony Hall. For many years now, Handel and Haydn Society has performed Messiah on period instruments, meaning instruments that are modeled on the ones Handel might have been familiar with. It's the same approach the Society takes to all its music making, and it's an approach that Masaaki Suzuki takes to almost all of his music making as well, as the founder and conductor of the Bach Collegium Japan. I had an opportunity to sit down with Maestro Suzuki in our studio a few days ago, and I wanted to ask him what makes him want to work with those period instruments.
Well, actually, generally speaking, the period instruments performance practice is nothing so different from the modern instruments. Only thing is the way of thinking is slightly different. For example, if you see the keyboard instruments, for the piano in the 18th century, the ranges are quite limited. And there was no composer who didn't use the edge of the instruments, the highest note or lowest note. And if you have one octave wider range, then that's the same note is no more the edge of the instrument. So you can never get to that effect of the edge of the instruments. So probably we all assuming that the composer, what composers at that time wanted is to have that edge note, for example. So to widen the range doesn't mean all the time that's a merit. Instead, you lose the tension, So that's why we would like to keep the limitation of the instruments, which might be tiny bit less stable in sound or more difficult to tuning or whatsoever. But still, we can get something completely different, good things. We have so many arguments in Japan, for example, which do you prefer, white rice or brown rice? White bread or brown bread here in the country, for example. There are some people stick to the brown rice or the more, we are thinking that is closer to the natural things and so on and so on. So this is simply depending on your personal taste of your life, actually. Not only music, but, the whole attitude of our life, the very closely related to this kind of musical taste. So I think that's very worth doing with the take of period instruments. But nowadays, the situation is changing quite much. So maybe two or three generations before, for example, Gustav Leonhardt or Arno Kur, or even before, they had to struggle with, to make the idea with the period instruments understood to the people. But actually, we don't have a struggle anymore. Rather, we need to get the common language between the modern instruments and period instruments. So it is no more so much value to make the strict contrast between, or the otherwise we lose the kind of very valuable change from the 18th century to 19th century and the 20th century and so on. So the history is always going on, so we must follow that.
Specifically within Messiah, what are some of the considerations that you have to make using period instruments with regard to tempi and meter and where the instruments sit and that kind of thing?
For me, the most important thing is to keep the articulation together with the texts. In English or German, whatever text, we need some kind of the speaking effects with articulations. And with the period instruments, and especially in the strings, it's much easier to come closer to this kind of pronunciations. So that's the greatest merit, I think.
So you get from the instruments a linguistic quality.
Exactly.
Conductor Masaaki Suzuki in conversation with me at our studios at WCRB, who is conducting the Handel and Haydn Society performance of Handel's Messiah tonight here at Symphony Hall, all the way in from Tokyo to conduct this group, and a wonderful chat to have with Masaaki Suzuki. You can hear the whole interview, by the way, over at our website, where you can also find links to the Handel and Haydn Society to learn more about their upcoming concerts as well. That is classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm Chris Voss, and tonight on WCRB In Concert, it's the Handel and Haydn Society bringing you a complete performance of Handel's Messiah from Symphony Hall, led by Japanese conductor Masaaki Suzuki. We're at intermission now. with audience members up at Symphony Hall, stretching their legs, finding old friends that they've perhaps not seen in a while. Lots of hugs going on out there. Some great sweaters as well. And I even saw coming into the hall before the concert a gentleman with a lovely tie, a bunch of Christmas trees all over it. So the hall is fully in the spirit of the season, and we're all getting ready for some of the most stirring moments in Handel's Messiah, which come up in part two. Now, in part one, Handel and his librettist Charles Jennens gave us the prophecy, first of all of Israel, and then to the shepherds of Christ's coming, and then an assurance of salvation for the believer. Now, coming up in part two, we'll hear about the passion of Christ and his sacrifice, ending with the Hallelujah chorus. And if you listen closely, you may even hear a little rustling of clothing at the beginning of this final chorus, the Hallelujah chorus. And that's because everybody will be up on their feet and standing. It's become a tradition with Messiah all around the world to stand during the Hallelujah chorus. No one is really sure why. The prevailing thought and rumor, perhaps, is that at the premiere in London, when King George was there, the King George II, he stood up during Hallelujah chorus, perhaps because he was so moved, or perhaps he just needed to stretch his legs. Either way, if the king gets up, everybody gets up. And since that premiere, it has been the case that everybody stands during the Hallelujah chorus. And it's a nice moment when you get to see it live at Symphony Hall. It is nice to be able to bring you all this great music here. Remember, you can find enhanced program notes and information about upcoming Handel and Haydn Society concerts at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, where you can also hear my conversation with the conductor of tonight's performance, Masaaki Suzuki. Here they come now. Elizabeth Watts, the soprano, countertenor Reginald Mobley, tenor Nicholas Pond, and baritone Deshaun Burton. And with them, the conductor and maestro of this whole performance tonight, and that is Masaaki Suzuki, with that fabulous head of white hair and lovely beard. Here he is, turning to the orchestra to lead the Handel and Haydn Society in chorus in part two of Handel's Messiah on WCRB in concert.
Oh, Thank you. rejected. So Thank you. Thank you. thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee.
Let holy angels and all worship thee. Let holy angels and all worship thee. Let holy angels and all worship thee.
Ha ha ha! so furiously raged to the terror. Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the nations rage so furiously to the terror? Why do the people and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed.
Let us paint us brighter sons, let us bring, let us paint us sons,
Hallelujah.
Handel's Hallelujah Chorus to end part two of Messiah here on 99.5 WCRB with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra and Chorus with soprano soloist Elizabeth Watts, countertenor Reginald Moldley, tenor Nicholas Pond, and baritone Deshaun Burton, and all conducted by Masaaki Suzuki. This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society presenting Handel's Messiah at Boston Symphony Hall. I'm Chris Voss. Well, the performers are pausing for just a quick break between parts two and three. The conductor and soloist stepping off stage for just a moment, perhaps for a quick sip of water, and we will take an opportunity for a quick break as well. You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, presenting Handel's Messiah at Symphony Hall. Back in a moment with part three.